Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rasmussen, and we do have an update. Paul, the ceasefire is holding between Israel and Iran.
Yeah,
and
President Trump told reporters at the NATO summit it's going, in his words, very well.
And speaking of the NATO summit, the president will return today. Conversations about that situation and, of course, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, too.
Now, we have a new element to this story this morning, Larry. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman confirmed the country's nuclear, this is the Iranians talking, the country's nuclear facilities have been badly damaged. In an interview with Al Jazeera, this spokesperson refused to go into detail, but conceded Sunday strikes by the American bombers have been significant. Our nuclear installations have been badly damaged, that's for sure. That's a quote.
And we'll continue to bring you updates on the NATO visit and the latest between Israel and Iran. With the extreme heat here, Aaron, our producer, and I were talking, and we got a call, Pittsburgh's fire chief, Dr. Daryl Jones, because there are always fire concerns. Chief, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. One of the things I was thinking about was the attics. I know they get so hot, but yet you don't hear a lot about fires, you know, generating spontaneously, or do you? What is the situation with the high heat that it presents and risk of fire with your home?
Well, typically you will not have spontaneous combustion. Even in a heated atmosphere like the attic will not get to the temperature where Class A combustibles will start to burn. That would have to be like 400, 500 degrees. However, if you are storing like the oily rags, we all know about that situation, that can spontaneously combust. So if you have a clean attic, I wouldn't, it's going to be uncomfortable to go up there, but I wouldn't be necessarily concerned about anything combusting and starting a fire that way. This time of year, what we have to be concerned about is people grilling outdoors. Now, it may be too hot to even do that, but make sure your grill is away from combustibles like the siding on your house or anything like that. Another thing is just recreational fires. People will sit out in their yard, so long as they have a chimney or a specific area designed to hold that type of fire, they should be okay. Again, keeping it away from combustibles, like maybe your privacy fence or something like that.
Yes, sir. Chief Jones, I was just going to ask about the possibility of wildfires in these type of conditions. Do we need to be concerned in our area?
Well, our ground and everything is pretty wet right now. So I'm not saying not to be concerned, but again, the probability is probably kind of low on that. The high humidity, the constant rain that we've been getting, the amounts of rain, probably will prohibit a wildland fire. Here in the city, although we have some areas that are susceptible to it, they're usually not going to get to the point like what we've seen in Los Angeles earlier this year.
We're with Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Daryl Jones. So, Doc, you know what's happening in just a week. It's fireworks season, and I know this is a yearly caution for a lot of reasons.
I've been here in the city now going on 18 years, and every year we have this same conversation, you and I, about this.
I know, Chief. Yeah, but it is important. You would think it's obvious, but one of the things is people shoot off bottle rockets that could land on the roofs of homes, and that can be problematic in and of itself, let alone someone doing something they shouldn't be doing with fireworks.
Exactly. Well, so the state laws changed, and so people are now able to legally go and purchase these fireworks from Phantom Fireworks and other distributors. And the problem is, though, technically in the city, you can't launch a firework within a couple hundred feet of any structure. So that's very difficult to do in the city. So that still makes them illegal to do here in the city. And the city of Pittsburgh do not allow them in public parks that's owned by the city. So technically you shouldn't have them. And if you do have them, there shouldn't be anything that explodes or flies in the air like bottle rockets. So, we will be out again this year with our fireworks task force, a combination of firefighters, code enforcement people, and police officers. And we will be responding to fireworks complaints, but it's probably going to be more educational than punitive because of our limited authority, considering the state has allowed these things to.
Also, on the 4th of July, that night on Independence Day, Chief, does the fire department staff up for any possible outbreaks of fires?
We don't necessarily staff up. We do prepare for the celebration that's going to be on the North Shore this year due to construction going on at the point. So we will have our fireworks there launched from the barge. We will work in cooperation with other agencies to make sure there's a secure safety zone for recreational boaters not to get in the way or come into our safety zone. And we'll make sure that that area is safe. The task force will be out, but we will definitely be overwhelmed. The task force cannot keep up with all the people who are going to be launching fireworks during that time. So I'm hoping for mitigation. In other words, people are being careful, being safe, making sure that the ones they use are legal for here in the city.
Always appreciate our conversations. Always a good opportunity to remind people, check your smoke detectors, change your batteries, make sure you have a detector. Dr. Darrell Jones, Pittsburgh Fire Chief. Appreciate your time, Chief. Have a great holiday season ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
In studio with us, direct from our newsroom.
Good morning. I am.
Good morning. T, what's trending?
Do you like McDonald's?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite at McDonald's? You look like a Big Mac
Just a Big Mac.
You like Big Macs? I do as
Sometimes quarter pounder with cheese with no onions.
Oh, okay.
But a Big Mac will do.
The fish sandwich is pretty nice with some cheese.
Filet-O-Fish.
Well, there's a boycott.
What?
Yeah, they're boycotting McDonald's. It's like a blackout thing. And
what happened?
They're saying that the for price gouging, tax evasion, inequity in pay, DEI, so forth and so on. So we're here. So it's supposed to start. It started yesterday, actually, and it's going for about 4 or 5 days. So they're asking for you to boycott Mickey D's.
Really?
Yes.
What if you subversively have to have a break?
You deserve a break today. Yeah,
thank you.
Anyway, let's move forward. I thought I just had to tell you that. I'm a McDonald's girl. I love McDonald's. And it's like, boycott McDonald's. It's like, what? But then you have to look at the overall view of it, right? So you say you don't want to be a Target, right? Because Target has gotten boycotted. And they've taken a hit. So
really?
Yeah, well, they lost billions of dollars because of the DEI, because of the DEI program, so forth and so on. So Target is one that if you're looking to see things happen with boycotts, Target had a successful boycott and people are still not shopping at Target. So these boycotts work in some ways.
Let me see if I could get this for you.
Sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Pickles, onions on a Sesame Street bun.
I can't believe you remember all that.
Yes. I love. Carrie Ford used to come here and drop us, the goodies. Yeah.
Remember back in the day when you were producing the morning show for John Cigna and the amount of food that would come to the station. Man, they had to ban it at some point. Remember, he said, the boss back then said, no more food from restaurants. And then what did he do?
He went on air and
he got school lunches.
Yes. Remember? I mean, we used to have the Little Sisters of the Poor come here and make breakfast. They would make waffles. And I mean, we would have a spread like no other.
I know.
Other.
We got to bring back the spaghetti breakfast.
I would love to participate in that.
It got canceled during COVID.
And we've
naturally,
never, PJ, are you listening?
We never brought it back.
Yeah, we should bring it back.
You know what? We used to say, Jimmy Sapienza, the late Jimmy Sapienza used to say, if John Cygnus successful helping the little sisters of the poor,
exactly.
They'll be the little sisters of the upper middle class.
You remember that? Oh my God. Those were the days. Those were the days. Anyway, so Jeff Bezos marrying his...
He is creating an issue in Venice because people in Venice are overwhelmed by the amount
of haters. This is 200 people.
Is that it?
Yeah, this guest list is 200. No, Ivanka Trump.
She's on the list.
Jared Kushner, Carly Kloss, Joshua Kushner,
Marty Griffin,
Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Katy Perry, Gayle King. I mean, there's a your name is Larry Richard.
Right. Jeff Bezos is getting married to that woman.
Yes.
What's her name?
Lauren Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Lauren Sanchez.
When is they getting?
It started yesterday.
And they're getting married this weekend.
Beginning. It started yesterday. Today's the yes.
In Venice, or was that just another party they
had?
No,
they are having a lead up to all of it. I guess that's why the people there are like, come on, you're overdoing it. Get in and get out. Jump the broom, whatever you do, and keep it moving.
Think about this, T. Jeff Bezos sat in a room with a laptop with not even a desk. It was like a piece of wood on those two wooden horse things. And he started selling books. Wow. That's how he started. And look at Amazon today.
Listen,
he is among the richest
people
in the world.
Some people don't.
Didn't I sell something?
Whoa. Anyway, let's move on. You know, the FICO now is including the PayPal. You use PayPal, Klarna. Now they're reporting these loans to the credit bureaus now. That's a big thing because I know tons of people who use Klarna.
What is Klarna?
Klarna. It's like it's like pay as you go. Like you can purchase an item and you when you purchase the item, you can pay in installments.
Okay.
You don't have to pay it all at one time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But do you get the item when you do it initially?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So
it's not layaway.
It's not layaway.
It's
you don't get
away.
The item after you pay it off, right? So if you go and it's like you use a credit card. They have cards that you can use. So you go and you make an item. Say you want some sneakers, right? And you purchase them and you go through. You put your information in. Your bank information goes according to your bank. So you connect your banking information to Klarna, and they take out installments. So if your shoes are like $200, they'll take out like $25-$50 for the next 3 months or 6 months or things like that. But I know I've used it.
It's kind of a hybrid credit card.
Exactly. And it works. But people now, they're reporting their late payments.
They got you.
They got you now. It's you will pay.
Big sisters watching.
You better know it. Trending with T.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
Okay, morning show. We'll have more details what's going on at the NATO summit and the ceasefire holding between Israel and Iran. Paul Rasmussen will join us with top stories in just a few minutes. And locally, the top story has obviously been the heat. Schools have been out, but the work continues. And joining us is Gene Walker, who is the president of the Pittsburgh School Board. And he is visible. I can see I could see, Gene, in the background, you have some kind of terrarium. What's in that? By the way, you can see Gene if you go to our KDK Radio live stream, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Yeah, we have a leopard gecko and then a couple of fish in addition to all the other pets we got running around.
Nice. So the work continues. You have a very important meeting coming up to determine the outcome for the schools that were mentioned before that would be closed. Potentially, it sounds like the vote will be on. Will this be the determining vote?
This is not, Larry. This is the next step in the process. So the state requires that we vote to open up a public comment period that lasts no less than 3 months from the end of when folks comment on the closure. So tonight sets the stage for us to move the plan forward, but it is just the next step in the process.
So what would you advise people who want to have an input and you know, determine the outcome? Because this process has been going on a while, and it looks like it'll continue for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing is for folks to stay engaged, but also to be patient with us as we continue to put out relevant information that will help folks understand what the school district is going to look like in the future. But after tonight, assuming that the vote is passed, then we will set up hearings for each building so that folks can come out and kind of make their voices heard on each building that we anticipate will close.
And the last big meeting, you modified the number of buildings potentially to close. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I think we went from 10 to 9. So we're sitting at 9 buildings right now that the superintendent is recommending.
Now, other issues, because this gets all the media attention, and there are other issues you're dealing with. Where do the Pittsburgh Public Schools stand, in your opinion, with testing and the things you're trying to improve on a daily basis that affect all students?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're making continuous progress on all of those things. So whether it's reading or math or science, you know, the superintendent has put some really strategic and strong plans in place to help improve those results over time. And we're waiting. We'll know probably late August, early September, how the young people finished this last school year on the state testing.
And then in terms of starting a new school year, just to be clear, any decisions that are made about closures wouldn't take effect. What is the earliest any of those schools would close?
Yeah, the earliest anything could close would be the school year starting in 2026. So nothing will change this year, this upcoming school year. The earliest would be the following school year starting in 2026.
Yeah, I wanted to make that clear because, you know, people are concerned about, and if, to be fair, if it disrupts your life as a community member with students in school, obviously that's the most critical part for those folks. But in the meantime, it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, we're trying to be sensitive to that disruption and do whatever we can to limit as much disruption as possible, understanding that all of it is not unavoidable.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I'll let you get back to your gecko. Next time, maybe you could have a Gene on your shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, can you touch a gecko or do they bite?
Oh, yeah. He's only about 6 inches long. He's not real big.
It's not a big one. All right. Gene, no. Have a great summer. Let us know how it goes, and we'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Talk to you soon.
You got it. With the Pittsburgh Public School Board, Gene Walker. And Aaron, it's kind of cool to see the technology. I know with our live stream where you can see Gene, you couldn't see. Yes, it's really cool background.
I know. It is great. We're on YouTube. You know, we've got the website. Can see them on multiple fronts.
Yeah, we got KDK Radio YouTube page you can subscribe to, but always appreciate Gene. He's accessible to us, and he seems to be somebody that's in a good space for what they do, you know, because there's so many challenges to a school board, and it gets very emotional. He seems like he's able to maintain, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, coming up, we'll have the latest from the Middle East and what President Trump is saying in the Netherlands at the NATO summit.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White news desk, President Donald Trump told reporters at the NATO summit the ceasefire between Israel and Iran is going very well, and he commented on Iran's nuclear intentions.
The last thing they want to do is enrich anything right now. They want to recover. And we won't let that happen, number one. Militarily, we won't. I think we'll end up having somewhat of a relationship with Iran.
Also, Iran's parliament agreed to fast-track a proposal to stop cooperating with the UN's nuclear watchdog.
I think a lot of people around the world hoping that the ceasefire holds.
Possible thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight, Larry.
And they'll be isolated or scattered in nature.
Yeah, we've been down this road. Obviously, there's a heightened sensitivity since we had those damaging winds, but it's not anticipated to be that organized a system. The key there, as you pointed out before, isolated.
Yeah, flooding, downpours, damaging wind gusts are in the forecast where those spotty showers and thunderstorms pop up. And, of course, the concern is power outages as a result. The Steelers' new starting quarterback says the coming season looks like his last.
What better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
I don't know that that really changes anything in the sense that we know Aaron Rodgers one way or the other is at the end of his football career and that he chose and Pittsburgh chose him. And he seems to really like it here.
He does.
He spoke to some people that I know when he came to Pittsburgh, and he said, I think fans will be surprised to know how much I know about this city. And he obviously listed a litany of people that he's known firsthand, including Mike McCarthy, who's from Greenfield. And he joked that he was going to check out the Greenfield neighborhood. I'm sure he will at some point. But we haven't had any Aaron Rodgers spottings here because he's not here.
I guess he's in California with his new bride.
Yes, who nobody knows anything about, apparently, and that's the way you like it, right? And by the way, July 23rd is report day, and then the next day, fans can arrive at St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
Man, it's coming up fast.
Do you have a vacation planned?
I do, but it might not happen.
Uh-oh. Aaron, I got to ask you a question. This just popped up.
What's up?
The Miami Nude Cruise is ready to set sail for the Caribbean.
Thanks, I'll pass.
For 11 days. How lovely.
Oh, wait, my goodness. That's a long time for nudity.
Oh, you have got to hear this. So it says, say hello to the big nude boat. An 11-day clothing-optional Caribbean cruise setting sail from Miami this February. Oh, you got to wait till February.
The nude boat soon will be making another run.
The problem is, and this is typical, is I've never been to a nudist colony.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Well, the late Fred Hansberger took his show in the Rainbow Machine years ago to the local nudist camp in Beaver County. And they did a whole show.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, you didn't know this? 100%.
There's Fred in the SUV doing his thing with the nudists dancing around.
Aaron, it was iconic, to use a word you like to use.
Right.
Now, this cruise is run by a company called Bare Necessities. This bold voyage isn't just about bearing skin. It's about embracing freedom, body positivity, sunbathing in the Bahamas, to dancing under the stars in St. Lucia.
Womp, womp.
It's a trip designed to liberate.
A whole bunch of sunburns. That's what I see.
I'm literally trying to figure out why would people want to be on a dance floor with nude, like, I don't understand.
Consider the fact that this is the town that sports the nude bowling event.
That's right, they do. That's right.
I think Marty went.
Is it an obsession? It's clearly an obsession.
I don't know.
Some people are just comfortable without clothes on, I guess. I'm not one of them.
And let's be honest. The truth is, that most people that would enjoy that wouldn't be the people that necessarily you would be interested in seeing that way.
You know, let's just say this, that it's a group of people that don't really get into modesty.
Right.
All right, I have another odd story besides the nude cruise for 11 days, by the way. Well, at least you wouldn't have to do laundry.
How are you going to top that now, by the way?
A Massachusetts animal shelter has a parrot that's up for adoption with a filthy mouth.
I do want to know, do you get these from CBS every time?
Yeah, I make sure they're real stories and relevant. Wow.
Filthy mouth parrot.
His name is Hendrix. He's a 30-year-old macaw, and he swears like a sailor's parrot.
Well, just repeating what he hears.
Apparently, he swears a lot, dropping the word the president used yesterday, frequently.
Wow.
Shelter workers say they have to disclose his vile vocabulary to potential adopters, so nobody gets caught off guard, especially if they have children. One employee compares him to Samuel L. Jackson in Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, the shelter says it's received 50 applications for his adoption despite his X-rated vocabulary.
I'll tell you one thing, Larry. Whatever they do, they're in for the long haul with a bird. These things can go on for decades.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Back, buzz off, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.